This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also lists the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. and it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up and in. In at the buzzer. Schultes, an amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out for Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed, right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play.
Wow.
Jacob Playman, outlet to Paul. Bogdan for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Bogdan's up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Playman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Playman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Bodkin's up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp airmails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee. Bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Normie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh,
good morning to all of you here from scorersbroadcast.com. It's the girls Division IV state championship from the UD Arena. The Fort Loramie Redskins, 27-2 on the year, take on Waterford, which is 24-3. These two teams locked up in a state final back in 2015, and Fort Loramie defeated Waterford by a score of 55-48. Jessica Berger pumped in 25. She's on the Fort Loramie coaching staff right now. Kelly Turner had 15. Holly Fry had 10. Redskins led that game by 11 after 3. Wound up winning by 7. This is a Waterford team this year, which is tall, with Avery Wagner in the middle at 6'4", coming off a 17-rebound performance 2 days ago in the state semifinal, a win by Waterford over Loudonville by a score of 41-32. Understand that Waterford has a little bit of sickness. Young lady Lakin Jones, 5'3", senior guard, shaken up at the end of the state semifinal. She is minute by minute. Couple young ladies nursing a flu bug. Fort Loramie appears to be totally healthy and ready to go for this big state championship match here today. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Fort Loramie's Avery Brandewy, 24 points, ignited the Redskins' great second half rally in the triumph over Convoy Crestview, Chuck. In a game played here on Thursday afternoon, we witnessed it. Great run by Fort Loramie over the last 2.5 quarters of that game.
Yeah, well, they had a little foul trouble early. Kind of had trouble defending for a little bit, which is not something that normally happens to Fort Loramie. But this morning, they're going to have, they got a 6'4 girl in the middle. Sometimes that has given them some problems with their inside game. So they're going to have to go inside out, try to pull the Wagner girl out, get to the rim. I think Loramie's got too much firepower for them.
Will Fort Loramie press a little more, a lot more than it did on Thursday when the Redskins didn't attack Convoy Crestview, which had some very good ball handlers? Redskins didn't attack them with three-quarter court or even much half-court pressure.
No, that was not their typical defensive game, but Convoy Crestview had, like you said, two really good guards, and you didn't want to get them in a scatter court situation because they can flat out shoot it if you let them set their feet.
Little sidebar to this game here today. This Waterford club played Minster in the summer in a UD summer camp. A couple of 15-minute periods, running clock. I think Minster was a one-point winner. It was an up-and-down-the-floor game. Minster put some heat on Waterford. It was tight, virtually dead even. That's just some sidebar information. Waterford's lost 3, did lose in the regular season to Newark Catholic. Then Waterford came back strong and avenged that setback to Newark Catholic in the regular season by beating NC in a regional semifinal 53-42. In the regular campaign, Newark won 62-61. Waterford is in Washington County, plays in what is called the Tri-County Conference. They lost 3 total, 1 to Stuart Federal Hocking 44-38. Another game to Apple Creek Wayndale, which I believe is Division III, lost that game by 9. And that one-pointer to Newark in the regional, 11-point triumph over Newark, and a big come-from-behind win over Berlin Island, 53-51 in OT. Waterford recorded that triumph after trailing double digits in the second half.
Well, I think everybody thought that Berlin Highland was going to be the team that came to Dayton. But Waterford had other things to say about it. They're a good basketball team. You don't get to the state finals, and they were here against New Knoxville a couple of years ago and won that one with a couple of these girls that are now their main players as juniors.
Meanwhile, Fort Loramie is coming off that 9-point win against Convoy Crestview, 36-19 run by Fort Loramie.
over the last 18, 19 minutes of that game. Fort Loramie averaging a margin of victory of about 40 to 45 points here in the tournament. That's despite the fact the win over Rushi in the regional semifinal was a cliffhanger, 33-29. The triumph of the Redskins over Convoy Crestview was a nine-pointer. That game up in the air to the final 2 or 3 minutes. It's funny, Chuck, how the final difference in the game, a score, may not be at all telling. The nine-point win by Fort Loramie, much, much, much closer than the nine-point verdict by Waterford scored over Loudonville. That game was pushing 20 points midway through the contest.
Yeah, they got out, and then Loudonville came back on them a little bit. No, Loramie had a tussle. They knew they were going to have a tussle with Convoy Crestview. And I said at the time, it felt like a state final game, the intensity and the talent that was out on the floor.
That's a good point. Waterford, no stranger here to the state Final Four. This team is making its seventh appearance here in the OHSAA Division IV State Championships. Fort Loramie making its 12th. Waterford's got a couple of state championships notched. One in 2016, one a couple years ago in 2022. Fort Loramie with three in 13, 15, and 21. Avery Brandewee was given support in that big win on Thursday. Victoria Mesher had nine. About the time that we said Skylar Albers and Summer Hoying have to step up, each made a field goal. In fact, the two field goals the two young ladies scored in that game came right away at crucial points. Albers sank four straight free throws in addition. Jaden Rose had four. Ariel Heitkamp had two, Mesher nine, I may have mentioned. Maddie Shadow drained a long three, banked one in.
Yes, she did.
From distance in that game. So everybody had a hand in the victory. Defense really stepped it up in the second half. The Convoy Crestview, except for a couple of academic threes by Gregory at the end, and an eight-point spurt in about a two-minute span in the third quarter. Convoy Crestview was...
Yeah.
Nullified in the second half on its offense. It just didn't get much going whatsoever.
Well, I mean, you got a 6'4 in the middle, and she's not an incredibly talented offensive player, but she's pretty mobile. You throw her the ball down on the block instead of having her on top.
Right.
Defense has to come to her. If you don't, she's going to shoot over top of you, and that frees up your three-point shooting. I didn't think they utilized her very well in the game on Thursday.
I'd like to remind you, we have a new underwriting sponsor from Fort Loramie here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. It supports our school's academic and athletic programs and assists in promoting scoresbroadcast.com. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane, providing gasoline, diesel fuel, propane, heating oil, motor oil, and antifreeze for the farm, home, and commercial markets. Family owned for three generations. Now owned by Andy and Tony Schaefer. On the web at SchaeferOil.com. On the internet, SchaeferOil.com. SchaeferOil.com in Fort Loramie. New underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Established way back in 1945 and introduced propane in 2019. We are a good 20 minutes yet away from the start of this Division IV state championship game. We'll return with more pregame for you from here at the UD Arena on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Locale Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the pin custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney, your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Securecon in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-Com. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Floor Me sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee back here at the UD Arena on the heels of the Rushi Boys Regional Championship win last night over Troy Christian by 21 points. Chuck, reflect back on the victory by Rushi. Well done, sped Troy Christian up. Held him without a point for 9 minutes in the first half. Can't ask for any better defense than that.
No, they came out. They played exactly how they wanted to play. They knew that Penrod was the guy they had to stop, and they just ran people at him all night. He ended up with 20 points, a lot of them late after very cosmetic. But they played good defense. They came up. They did their rotation off the bench. Benjamin York was on fire last night. He hit five of his first six, and all four threes that he put up. He ended up with 19 last night. But they're just a good basketball team that plays well together. They're long. They shoot it. They have every aspect that you want.
And Rushi now has a date once again with Richmond Heights, a rematch this Friday, 2 o'clock here at the UD Arena State Semifinal. We're on the air at 1:20 p.m. this Friday. Richmond Heights getting to the State Final Four as a result of knocking off Warren John F. Kennedy 95-61 last night at the Canton Fieldhouse. You may recall the names of Dorian Jones, Damaris Winters, and Hosea Steele. Those three young men are back for Richmond Heights. Jones pumped in 24 last night, Winter 17, Steele 16. Richmond Heights is 17-9 on the year now, having played a steady diet of Division 1 and 2 opponents.
And they go out and play in a lot of those classics, like flying to the hoop. They go around the country and play in those too. Their competition that they play is incredible, and they will be formidable for Lauren. They would be formidable for whoever's playing in Division 1. So for Rushi to be able to play with them, but I'll tell you one thing, they're not afraid of them. Rushi is not afraid. They're going to go out there and they're going to play hard and just see how it falls.
The Fort Loramie girls, probably a slight favorite here today against Waterford. The two young ladies Fort Loramie has to slow down are Avery Wagner, 6'4", in the middle, averaging 14 a game. She had 12 on Thursday, 17 boards on Thursday. Kendall Surrey, excellent guard, led the way for Waterford with 17 points. She, too, is averaging right at 14 points per game on the season. Head coach Carlos Siegel for the Redskins has a decision to make. What do you do with regard to pressure? We've alluded to that already. I think she'll try to press Waterford and see how the 6'4 girl responds in that kind of a situation.
Well, Waterford turns the ball over as a team on a season 16 times a game.
Yep.
And that's not against the kind of pressure they're going to see today. Now, to me, you got a 6'4 girl, and it's the same thing that Rushi did, and they stayed in the game with Loramie, was you use her to relieve the pressure. You let her come down. You can throw it up. She can catch the ball and then distribute. So, and you can do it that down the floor. So we'll see how they decide to attack the pressure that Loramie's going to throw at them.
Fort Loramie visiting team on the scoreboard here today wearing the dark, Waterford in the white. Waterford plays, as I mentioned, in the Tri-Valley Conference. And it's a Waterford team this year which expected to be a serious challenger for the State Final Four, knew the road would have to go through Newark Catholic and Berlin Highland, and Waterford did accomplish both of those missions. Head coach is Jerry Close. He's a veteran. Last name spelled C-L-O-S-E. 19 years at the school. As we mentioned earlier, two state championships in the last 8 years for Waterford. Carlos Siegel, 25-year head coach for Fort Loramie, 80-plus percent winning percentage absolutely remarkable. Pushing 550 victories is Carla as the mentor of the Fort Laramie program, and she's got her club primed for state championship number four here today.
Well, they are the favorite. You're right. They are ready. I don't know if anybody knows how to prepare a team for a state basketball semi or championship game like Carla Siegel. I have never seen them come out, and if things go bad to start, you never see the expression on Coach Siegel's face change. She's always positive with the girls. Now, she can get after them a little bit, but for the most part, she just keeps them calm and playing steady, and that's an attribute.
So many thanks to these three Fort Laramie game sponsors with us each and every Fort Laramie sports contest throughout the school year from August to June. Geyers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Fort Laramie, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. In Rushi, we've got the Francis Schulze Company on Superior Aluminum, A&M Pallet. So many thanks to Francis Manufacturing, the Rushi Inn, the Jewelry Barn, Myers Garage and Drive-Thru in Newport at Routes 47 and 66, right at the crossroads of the Houston, Fort Laramie, and Rushi school districts. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze in Rushi offers that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality building components for these two teams today, key building components for certain. Avery Wagner in the middle for the Waterford Club. She is an outstanding player, 6'4 junior. How will she fare? Can she get her 14 points, maybe more? The other Avery from Fort Laramie, oh, she can do serious damage. Convoy Crestview found out on Thursday as Avery Brandewey carried the load, 20 points in the second half, 24 in total as she faced Fort Laramie to win the battle of the two Averys, key building components here today. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Big thanks to Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. The battle of the Averys, we'll see how it plays out. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel perfect the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. We're about 6 or 7 minutes away from the opening tip to start this D4 state championship game, Fort Laramie and Waterford. More pregame coming up on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850.
County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
The edge in experience here today to Fort Loramie, which starts three seniors. Waterford to start only one senior. And she is minute by minute hurt her ankle on Thursday. That is a young lady by the name of Lakin Jones, 5'3 senior guard, 7 points a game. She may or may not go. Probably will give it a try and start. The other four starters for Waterford are underclassmen. Chuck, when you look at the stats for Fort Loramie starters, you see good balance across the board. Avery Brandaway now averaging 11 a game. Victoria Mesher at 10. Skylar Albers, 9. Summer Hoying, 9. Jaden Rose at 6. Every starter averaging nearly 3 steals per game. Jaden Rose at 4. Yeah. I mean, yeah, they're balanced, and they go 8 or 9, and you just, you're out there, and you're going, I've got 4 people that have guarded me now. I'm exhausted, and they're fresh as a daisy. So that's what you run into with Laura. We've got the opening tip and the official starting lineups right around the corner as the Fort Loramie girls vie for state championship number 4 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
And we would like to remind you here on scoresbroadcast.com that we are sponsored in part by Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie. You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie. Special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a great smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because 3 generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Geyer's, Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams. That's Geyer's in Fort Laramie. See them online as well at GAIERS.com.
Hey, don't forget, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has got new tires, plenty of them, numerous brands to help you grip the road firmly. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniloyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, free pickup and delivery from M&A. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you will never, ever get tired of. Fort Loramie's starting lineup, as we noted a few minutes ago, is as follows. Avery Brandewee opens up at a forward spot, 5'11", 11 points a game. Victoria Mesher, 6 feet an inch. She is averaging 10 per outing. Skylar Albers, Summer Hoyne, both at 9 points a game. Jade Rose is at 6 per outing. Opening five for Waterford is as follows. Elsie Malik at a guard. She's a 5'3 sophomore. She is joined by Kendall Surrey, who is a 5'9 junior. She's at 14 points a game. She's the best three-point shooter among regular players, just under 30% from behind the arc. Lakin Jones, 5'3 senior guard. She was shaken up, ankle injury at the end of the game on Thursday. Avery Smithberger, 5'10, a junior, power forward. And Avery Wagner, 6'4 junior in the middle. She's at 14 points a game, had 17 boards on Thursday. The report is that Smithberger and Surrey both have the flu. Lakin Jones, lingering ankle injury. Will be interesting to see how the start of this game develops. Both clubs on the floor. Fort Loramie, the road, black, red numbers outlined in white. Waterford, white from top to bottom. Green Waterford across the chest and green numbers.
And they already got it screwed up for the TV. They had to send everybody back because TV's not ready yet.
Again, don't forget, Rushi boys in action next Friday at 2 for tip-off on the air at 1:20 p.m. Rushi Richmondites boys Division IV state semifinal. There's the buzzer, a loud one marking the end of the television break before the tip-off here today. And both teams re-enter center court. Fort Loramie going from right to left on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination as if you were right here at the UD Arena. Waterford left to right. Summer Hoyne jumping center with Avery Wagner. Tip is controlled to the right. It is tracked down on the play by Smithberger of Waterford, and she throws it out back to Lakin Jones. Jones is in the opening five, shaken up at the end of the game on Thursday. Ball thrown right wing to a Waterford player who's got a good look. 22-footer pumped up there on the play by Smithberger. It circled the rim after it banked and came out. Fort Loramie snatched the board. Here come the Redskins. Jaden Rose outside the arc on the right. Being checked on the play by Elsie Malik. Malik, a 5'3 sophomore on Rose. Head of the key at Skylar Albers. She wanted to make an entry pass to the post and dragged her pivot foot.
Yeah, you can't get yourself into the position that you have no choice when it wasn't open. It wasn't going to get to her anyway.
Backcourt, Lakin Jones, 5'3 senior. Half-court pressure by Albers of Fort Loramie. Jones stymied momentarily. Up ahead to Wagner. Flips it right corner to Kendall Surrey. Surrey gives it up between the circles to Jones. Waterford way out on the arc. A good 35 feet from the basket at this point. Wagner is down outside the lane on the left. Didn't check the Summer Hoyne. Overplay by Mesher. Couldn't make the steal. Ball thrown baseline right to Kendall Surrey, and she dropped it. Picked up on the play by Mesher of Fort Loramie. She dances down the hardwood. Baseline left, Brandewee. Open jumper, 15-footer. Bingo! 2-0 Fort Loramie. 6:28 to go, first quarter. Here's a hard dribble down the floor by Kendall Surrey. Out of control, low on the right. Tried to flip it up from down around her knees and drew a hacking foul from Fort Loramie.
Yeah, that was on Summer Hoying, and she was not going to make that shot. But your tendency is to stick a hand out, which is what she did.
Couple of free throws for Kendall Surrey, and she cans it. 2-1 Fort Loramie. Surrey, 5'9 junior, 14 points per contest. Led the way on Thursday for Waterford with 17, and she drains a couple free ones here. Waterford less than 60% on the year shooting fouls. We're tied up at 2, 6:19 to go, opening period. Far right wing, it's Hoying. Tried to go baseline to measure. Wagner stepped right in front. Easy pick. Couple of turnovers quickly for Fort Loramie here at the start. 35 feet away, it's Surrey for Waterford, who takes a peek at head coach Close. Surrey on a weave out back to Lakin Jones. Wagner at 6'4 stands right down the top of the circle. Pinch from behind by Mesher to the side by Hoying. Dribbling is Wagner, 30 feet away now. And the ball is slapped free, stolen by Mesher. She's got an open player trailing. It's thrown to Brandaway, who scores! Redskins with a swipe in the half court. Pressure being applied. Here comes Elsie Malik up and over the timeline. Fort Loramie leads 4-2. 5:26 left here in the first. Wagner ahead of the key, starts to drive, dribbles down the right lane line, and Fort Loramie strikes her on the arm, trying to shake it free. It was not shooting. Ball out of bounds to Waterford to the right of the backboard.
Looked pretty clean to me.
4-2 in favor of Fort Loramie with 5:23 to go in the first. And picking right up where she left off on Thursday, Chuck, is Avery Brandaway for the Redskins.
Yeah, she's just a shooter. And that was the second foul on Summer Hoying.
Ooh, that personal was on Summer. That's a pair. Deep right corner, Surrey. Out on top to Lakin Jones. 35 feet away to Malik. All of this action by Waterford is closer to the UD logo than it is the three-point line. Here's Jones, picked up on the play by Ariel Heitkamp, who's in now for Fort Loramie. Wagner, 25 feet away. On a spin move, it goes to Surrey. Surrey throws left corner to Jones. Jones is off the mark with the three. Stick back is good. Kendall Surrey hustled inside, got the loose ball, put it through. We're tied at 4. Mesher on the arc for Fort Loramie. Gives it up out high to Jaden Rose. Rose on the bounce down the right side to Skylar Albers. She goes to work with Lakin Jones. Back out to Brandaway. They peer inside for Mesher, who's got Wagner on her. Here's a baseline fall away J by Brandaway around the corner of the backboard. It hits the iron, no good. Rebound hustled down the floor by Malik of Waterford. Throws a pass that's telegraphed. On the pick, it's Fort Loramie. Driving down the court, Jaden Rose. Oh, my goodness! She missed the wide-open gimme, and we've got a foul on the rebound. Fort Loramie followed hard on the board. Waterford over the back.
She didn't have a clean look at the end. I think she got her arm grabbed, and that's why she shot it to the other side of the basket. Luckily, Brandaway was there.
Here's Jaden Rose to inbound. Hits Brandaway down the lane. Brandaway catches and puts it in with the left arm. Nice touch by Avery. She's got all 6 for Fort Loramie. Redskins lead 6-4. We played 4 minutes opening quarter. Here's Kendall Surrey. Again, Waterford spreads the floor against Fort Loramie in the half court. Standing on the UD logo is Wagner now, who's come out to get the ball. High right. It goes to Malik. Malik hits a cutter. Surrey. Surrey splits a couple defenders. Oh, she's tagged on the shoulder while shooting. I like Waterford's approach. Spread things out. Try to carve out some space, attract contact, and get to the line.
Albers lunged for the ball that time. Didn't get it. Then came back and topped it up by fouling her from behind.
Television timeout. 3:39 left to go. First quarter. Fort Loramie 6. Waterford, which is at the line for two, has four here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Well, the often and lengthy television timeouts will break up the flow of this game here today. They will give both clubs a lot of extra rest. Out of the timeout at the free throw line with two throws is Kendall Surrey for Waterford. And I'll tell you what, the Waterford club has been spot on. They have not hit the rim on four foul shots, and the game is tied up at six.
Well, that's all Surrey's. He's got all 6 points.
3:31 to go here in our first quarter of action. What's Brando? He's got all six for Fort Loramie.
Yep, 6-6.
Hey, don't forget, Wygant Real Estate and Development, Lakeside Subdivision coming to Fort Loramie. Route 362 in Fort Loramie to reserve a lot. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, 419-628-3107. That's 419-628-3107. Redskins pass the ball around. Albert finds an open Jaden Rose for three. It is no good off the backboard of the rim. Rebound to Surrey. Surrey to one knee in backcourt and gives the ball up to a teammate who throws it away down the court for Jones. Off her fingertips. Heitkamp's got it to Brandewee. Brandewee in the lane. Spin maneuver. Ball nearly stolen and a foul called on Lakin Jones of Waterford. We're tied at six. 2:41 to go here in the first.
Boy, Surrey did all that work to get the ball and fight and get to midcourt, and then her teammate wings it, throws it away. That's frustrating.
Jaden Rose inbounds to Brandewee in the right corner. On top to Albers. Right flank to Jaden. Ball high overhead. And she backpedals now to the UD logo, resets the attack. Head coach Carla Siegel barks out Ohio. Ball thrown to the post to Mesher on the arc to Heitkamp. Baseline left into Mesher in the lane. Fires outside the arc to Rose, and Fort Loramie resets. Excellent defense turned in right now by Waterford. Fort Loramie cannot get it. 2:10 left. First period. Game tied at six. Waterford with a blocked ball out of bounds in the right corner. Off of Waterford. Good defensive effort by the team in white. Fort Loramie will throw it in from the corner. Brandewee will trigger. Waterford has been sticky so far. Matty Chateau on the floor now for Fort Loramie, coming in off the bench. 5'5 freshman. Redskins inbound. Between the rings, it's Jaden Rose, now Victoria Mesher. She settles the offense from the top of the key. Coming out high to catch is Brandewey. Now to Mesher, Wagner on her. Here's Mesher down the lane against Wagner. It is up on the back rim, bouncing. It comes off. Rebound jammed out of bounds by Waterford.
Well, I'm glad to see her try to make a move on her, because he was just catching the ball and throwing it right back out. That time she tried to make an offensive move.
Still tied at 6. 1:48 to go first quarter. Ball inbounded by Fort Loramie to Rose. As I look through the referee here at side court. Jaden dribbling against Lakin Jones. Right wing shadow. Foul line Mesher goes to work in the lane on Wagner. Up and under. Wagner blocked it cleanly out of bounds. She is whistled for a two-shot foul. Fort Loramie will take it.
They got a break because that was all ball.
Wagner smiling. Mesher to the stripe with 2 for Fort Loramie. Game tied at 6. Free throw Mesher. It is no good. Hit the rim on the right, caromed out to the left. Waterford, 4 of 4 at the stripe so far. Second free throw by Mesher, and she bangs that one in. Redskins up 1, 7-6, 1:33 left in the initial period. Waterford to midcourt. Ball handled on the play by 6'4 Avery Wagner, down the right side to Surrey. She's the go-to guard, fine wing player. Ball tossed to Malik between the circles. Now 35 feet away to Jones. 1:12 left in the first. 7-6 Fort Loramie. Waterford in white with the green trim. Pitches the ball around the arc. Oh, there's an errant pass intended on the play for Surrey. Stolen by Chateau. Chateau down the floor to Brandewey. Spin move, baseline left.
Wow.
Banked it, made it. Oh, what a shot.
Over top of 6'4 Wagner.
Brandewey beat Wagner right there. Avery's got 8 of 9 for Fort Loramie, which leads at 9-6. Half-court pressure by the Redskins, giving Waterford trouble. Oh, the Waterford team finds an open player. Fort Loramie lost. Kendall Surrey, easy bunny. 9-8 Fort Loramie, 30 seconds left opening period. Rose at midcourt, bumped on the play by Jones of Waterford. Team fouls, 4 on Waterford, 3 on Fort Loramie here in the first.
I was looking at timeouts.
26.6 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Albers to the bench. Heitkamp in for the final. Ticks off the clock in the first. Deep right corner, Mesher. Mesher hits a player down the lane. It's Brandewey. Brandewey hands off to Shadow. Shadow in the paint area. Pitches it up and scores it. Nice play.
Great little take.
Teardrop. Looper right in front. 11-8 Fort Loramie. 10 seconds to go. First quarter. Wagner near midcourt. On the dribble. Check by Mesher. Wagner starts down the lane. Throws it away. Intended for a teammate. Deep in the right corner. 2.5 left opening period. Fort Loramie 11. Waterford 8.
Well, she threw it to Jones, and everybody else on the floor might have caught that, but she's only 5'3", and it was over her head.
Avery Brandewey for Fort Loramie. A sparkling state tournament. 24 on Thursday. She's dazzling once again here today. Good morning for Avery. She's got, what, 10 of the 11, Chuck? Is that right?
She has 8 of the 11.
8 of the 11. Oh, here's a long heave by Brandewey. She was about 15 feet other side of the timeline, and she flipped it up there right on the button, hit the rim, glanced away. First quarter's in the books. Fort Loramie 11, Waterford 8. 8 points for Brandewey to pace the Redskins through the initial 8 minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
The aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the Village of Rushi at 101 East Main. You've got it. The Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 breakfasts. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn is the in thing for early breakfast away from home. Customers come from miles around. At 11 Monday to Friday, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials, pizza, wings, and more. The popular in thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. The Rushi Inn at 101 East Main.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Frisch's Fish Fry is back, and we've got something delicious for every day of the week. Get our zesty hand-breaded lemon pepper fish sandwich topped with lettuce and our original tartar sauce. Available every day. Stop in, carry out, or order online at Frisch's DoorDash and Uber Eats. Or bring the fam on Fridays for our unlimited seafood bar for only $12.99. Loaded with all your favorites, like baked or fried whitefish, crispy shrimp, ooey gooey mac and cheese, and more. Frisch's is your place for fish fry all season long. Catch it before it's gone.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Fort Loramie girls 11, Waterford 8 after 1. Avery Brandwee spearheading the play for Fort Loramie. She's making the plays. 8 points, the Wisebridge plays. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. We start the second quarter. Mesher gets the ball down inside. Low post left. Shot banked up. Caromed off. No good. Rebound. Tie up. Waterford possession. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Well, after the ball going out of bounds, touch last to Fort Loramie, following a missed shot, Waterford throws the ball to the center line. Touch foul called. Waterford player stumbled into the half court, guarded closely. Jaden Rose picked up the personal. Waterford down three with the ball. Opening seconds, second quarter of play. Lakin Jones wearing number three on her back. She's got the ball 40 feet away. Guarded by Albers. Jones down the right side. Splits a couple defenders. Feeds the three-point shooter in the right corner. Look out. It's good. Smithberger. Line drive. Three ball. Dead center. We're tied at 11. Here's Mesher straight away to Rose. Waterford has tried to spread the floor on offense. Draw fouls. Cut to the rim. And after penetrating, kick it to the arc. Here is Mesher outside the arc on the left. And what do we have? A shove off on the inside against Waterford.
Boy, they're calling this game way, way too tightly. Nobody came to watch them blow their whistles.
11-11 tie with 6:51 to go here in the second quarter. Baseline right, Rose to Brandwee, on top to Albers, to Mesher 25 feet away. Mesher looks for help. Pitches cross court to Albers for three. Way off to the right. Barely caught the rim. Oh, great offensive rebound. Brandwee for two. Woo. Man, was she excellent on that play. Nifty offensive rebound between two white jerseys.
and she laid it in off the window. 10 points for Avery, 13-11, Fort Loramie. 6:22 left to go here in the second. Smithberger with the ball for Waterford, 35 feet out. She's coming off a made three. Here's a drive by her down the lane. Pitches to the three-point jump shooter, Lakin Jones. Way short, no good. It glanced off the rim. Guess what? Waterford got the board. Here's a travel out of the arc by Avery Wagner. Fort Loramie now a chance to go up by four or five. Love this Fort Loramie crowd. It starts in the lower bowl, middle far side, and it's nearly full all the way around the end. Lower bowl filled on this side to the halfway point.
Yeah, the students came out in force to the
Waterford crowd, much, much more spotty. Here is Fort Loramie attacking outside the arc on the right. It goes inside to Mesher. Mesher against Wagner. Wagner blocks it, takes it away. The 6'4 Wagner. Standout defensive play there. Here's Fort Loramie pressuring in backcourt. It's taken away from Smithberger. Mesher into the lane. Stops and pops. Good! Victoria Mesher after Fort Loramie swiped it. 15-11 Redskins. 5:33 left to go here in the second. Elsie Malik at midcourt on the bounce for Waterford. Looks down inside for the cutter. Can't find her. Goes to Wagner on the arc. Mesher checks her tightly. Here's Wagner, dragged her pivot foot almost again. Boy, she has a tendency to walk. Ball thrown baseline left to Surrey. Out high to Wagner. Turnover called against Waterford. Surrey, who got the pass down baseline left, slid a little bit. I think her shoe touched the boundary below the basket.
Yeah, I mean, they've got the second travel. Wagner moved both her feet on top. I'm not sure why nobody saw that.
Well, she's got a habit of doing so. It was whistled once. 5:06 to go, second quarter. 15-11, Fort Loramie. Rose to the top of the circle. Veers it to the right to Chateau. Back on top to Rose. Right wing, Brandewee. Ariel Heitkamp on the floor. Near side, Summer Hoyne. Getting a breather right now, Skylar Albers. Right side pass, Heitkamp, baseline right, Hoing. Hoing with a 16-footer. Wagner got a piece of it, and it's way short. Here comes Waterford to midcourt. It's Surrey. Redskins missed a chance there to go up 6-4-7. Surrey dribbles down the left side. Goes shoulder to shoulder with Rose. Gives it up straight away to Smithberger. She's converted a long three. Here's a deflected pass into the hands of Chateau. Outlet to Brandewee, storming down the floor. Oh, a standout defensive play. Stellar, blocked by Smithberger. She handcuffed Brandewee at the last second. Ball rolled out of bounds, and now the call has changed. Give it to Waterford. 15-11, Fort Loramie by four, 4:18 left here in the second period.
We'll tell you, if that was that shirt-to-shirt bump on Rose was a foul, that was a heck of a foul.
Yep, sure seemed like it. Here is Wagner into the forecourt to the right, dribbling, stops, gives it to Jones. Here comes the double team. Into the right corner, it goes to Wagner. Cross court to Smithberger for a three. This one clanged off the rim. There's a foul on Waterford over the back, committed by Kendall Sir. .358 to go, second quarter. Team foul two on Waterford here in period number two. Fort Loramie up four, halfway through the second. Redskins 15, Waterford 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead.
I'll be Brookins.
Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Following another one of those repeated lengthy TV timeouts, we return to the UD Arena to tell you Fort Loramie girls are in front 15-11, 3:58 to go, second quarter. Redskins have the ball, end of the floor to our right. Waterford sags back in on defense, no pressure from the Waterford Wildcats. Redskins are trying to put some heat on Waterford when the Redskins are on the defensive side. Here is Heitkamp handling top of the circle, near side Mesher. Fort Loramie up four, chance to take the lead by six. Mesher pivots in the lane. Here comes the double team, and the ball is knocked free. Oh, a good shake away by Waterford. Mesher felt the double team, could not give it up in time. It was raked free. Waterford's got it, half court, down at the far end. Between the circles, it's Lake and Jones. Now to Wagner, 35 feet away, steps inside the arc, running one-hand jumper, much too strong. Weak side rebound by Jones. No, taken away by Rose. Rose has it for Fort Loramie, up the near side to Heitkamp, to Mesher, into the post to Brandewee. Smithberger's on her back and commits the foul. That is the team's third here in the second quarter with 3:03 remaining.
Yes, Surrey had to sit. She picked up her second foul, so they've gotten rid of some of the offense.
And that is important. Kendall Surrey, 14 points a game. Good inbound by Fort Loramie. Low on the right to Brandewee. Oh, it trickled off the rim. 6-4, Wagner snatches the board for Waterford, which is down four to Fort Loramie. 15-11, 2:50 left to go here in the second quarter. Here is Smithberger, 35 feet away, gives it up to Jones. Important stretch here with Surrey on the bench with two fouls. Sloppy pass by Waterford to Wagner on the floor, stolen by Fort Loramie. Long heave down to Albers. Albers in the lane. Oh, missed a gimme right in front. Rebound to Waterford, knocked out of bounds in backcourt by Brandewee. Redskins, a couple of empty possessions. Could have been up by as many as six or eight by now. It's stuck at 15-11, 2:27 to go here in the second. Avery Wagner for Waterford, bent over at the waist. Boy, she's whipped, exhausted. Forecourt right, Smithberger for Waterford. She hangs on, 35 feet out, gives it up on the play to a teammate, Malik, down the lane. Now to Wagner on the arc. Punched away by Mesher. Ball struck free. Loose on the deck. We got a scrum. A tie-up. Redskins ball out near the timeline. Fort Loramie scratching, clawing, managing at times to pry that ball loose.
That's 12 turnovers, so they got to start scoring.
2 minutes left. First half, 15-11, Fort Loramie. Again, an opportunity to push the lead out to six or seven. Important possession here. High screen for Brandewee for Rose down the right side. Ball thrown left corner, Mesher. Randy, who's in the middle with Smithberger on her back. Wagner at 6'4", guards Mesher. Straight away, Albers fakes left, goes right. Oh, she streaks to the rim. Tremendous defensive block on the play by Wagner. And somehow, someway, she's whistled for her second foul. That was a bad call. Fort Loramie needs to capitalize at the free throw line here. Skylar Albers with two.
Well, we're sitting here looking. We couldn't be any closer. That was all ball.
Free throw by Skylar. It is in and out. No good. Redskins need to convert. Leading before, 15-11. 1:34 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie got a gift, two free throws here. Albers fires that one up all court. Perfect. It was pure right down through the net. Soft shot by Albers. Makes it 16-11, Fort Loramie. Biggest spread in this game, 5. 1:25 to go, second quarter. Here is Waterford attacking. It's Malik on the weave out high. Loops it right corner for Wagner. Now to Smithberger on the arc. Now to Lakin-Jones. Right back to Smithberger. A second pass to Wagner. Oh, Fort Loramie was wary of it and knocked it free and stole it. Brandwee down the floor, all the way to the rim. Staggered in the lane. Might have walked. It wasn't called. And she put it through. Brandwee on the finish. She led the 3-on-2 break. 18-11, Fort Loramie. 50 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Bad pass by Jones. Picked off by Mesher to Albers. Driving layup. Good! No, yes, it was. 22, Skylar Albers. Great feed down the floor to Skylar. She blazed a trail to the rim. Fort Loramie up 9. 30 seconds to go, second quarter. Far right side, it's Jones for Waterford. She's dribbling, being harassed. Picks up her dribble. Throws all over her. Top of the circle to Malik. On a weave, it goes to Smithberger. Back to the basket, 25 feet away. Here's a three by Waterford's Malik. It hit the rim, backboard no good. Strong rebound on the play by Albers. Just passed down the floor. 5 seconds left. Rose to Brandwee for three at the buzzer. Short, no good. First half concludes. Excellent close to the second quarter by Fort Loramie, which is edged out on top now by 9. Fort Loramie 20, Waterford 11 here at the halftime break, and the Waterford coaches are giving at least one of the officials a piece of their minds right now. Fort Loramie 20, Waterford 11 after two periods. Halftime upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-double-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Today, it's the Fort Loramie Redskins shooting for a state championship. It would be Fort Loramie's fourth in girls' hoops.
Fort Loramie in the lead now 22-11 over Waterford after two periods. Sprinting to that 9-point separation with a very good final 2 minutes of quarter number two. Our halftime being brought to you by Schniffel Construction in Botkins, building excellence, building hotels for the hospitality industry, and by J&J Brottingham in Sydney. J&J Brottingham is your preferred underground plumbing specialist. Chuck, take it away.
Well, you look at it, Dave. Waterford got 9 shots in the first half. They were 3 of 9, 1 for 4 shooting threes, 14 turnovers, made all 4 of their free throws. Loramie, on the other hand, 9 of 21, that's 42%, 0 for 3 from behind the arc, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. 14 to 4 advantage on turnovers. Waterford has a 10 to 8 rebounding advantage. Loramie 4 to 2 on the offensive boards. Individual scoring for Waterford didn't go very far. Kendall Surrey had 8 of their 11. Smithberger hit a 3. That's their scoring for the first half. Loramie pushed out their lead to 9 with Surrey sitting on the bench with 2 fouls. So they need to have a nice start to the third quarter. On the other hand, Brandwee's got 12. Then they got 3 each from Mesher and Albers and 2 from Matty Chateau. They scored 11 and 9, and Waterford scored 8 and 3. And they lead it 20-11 at the half.
Chuck, as I reflect back on that first half, the 6'4 girl for Waterford, Avery Wagner, I think took 1 shot. It was about a 12 or 15 footer. It caught the iron. That was it. As she touches the ball, pretty much foul line on out. She might get an offensive board every now and then. Isn't doing that much damage at the offensive end of the floor for Waterford whatsoever. She has been a factor defensively. She's blocked a few shots. She's been whistled for a couple of fouls. I don't think either one was a true personal foul at all. I think she got all ball on both. Redskins have been tagged with a few ticky-tacky ones, playing hard-nosed defense out front. So the fouls kind of balancing out. At Waterford, maybe a little bit happy. They're down only 9. 9 shots in 2 quarters for Waterford, 14 turnovers. Fort Loramie is up 9. It could maybe be even worse.
Okay, and it is worse because Surrey's got 3 fouls. I didn't know that third one was her third. That one she picked up at the end there was her third. So that's why she sat the entire time. And Wagner's got 2 now on 1 absolutely clean block shot and 1 iffy block shot. But the reason they're having to bring Wagner out there is because of all the pressure. They can't put her down on the block because they'll never get the ball past midcourt. They got to bring her up so she can be the outlet, and that takes her out of the offense. Loramie doing a great job defensively.
Yeah, that adjustment in that personal foul column, 3 on Surrey, major, major factor. She's got 8 of the 11 for Waterford, as Chuck noted. 2 for 2 from the floor, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Led Waterford on Thursday with 17. She averages 14 a game, and she's got 3 personal fouls. And Avery Wagner, 6'4", in the middle. She's got a couple, meanwhile, for Fort Loramie. Mesher, was she tagged with 2? No, Jaden Rose has a couple.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the personal foul column.
Yeah, I don't know what that FD is. They had the 2 fouls. It's 2 on Hoying, 1 on Rose, 1 on Albers.
Yeah, Summer's got 2. Yeah, Summer Hoying's got 2 personals. She sat for some minutes.
Yep.
In that first half as well. But all in all, Fort Loramie, despite being in a tight struggle the first 13 minutes of this game, zoomed out to a 9-point cushion, 22-11 after 2, and I bet the Redskins come out, turn up the heat even more.
Absolutely.
But those foul totals are significant in this game, no question about it. Victoria Mesher, I think, out around the foul line, if she can handle the ball there, maybe dump it down to the short corner, the Redskins could do some more damage. How would you describe the defense put on the floor so far in this game for Waterford?
Waterford's playing man-to-man, but they're not doing a bad job. They kind of play Wagner in the middle, kind of like a playing a zone.
Yep.
Everybody else is matching up. But when Measure comes up to get the basketball, Wagner comes with her. And if they would look back door, I think that they would have some opportunities here in the second half.
I'd agree. Halftime here on ScoresBroadcast.com, being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brottingham in Sydney. 22-11. Fort Loramie up 9 after 2 quarters in this D4 Girls State Championship game here at the UD Arena on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brottingham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brottingham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brottingham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brottingham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brottingham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brottingham. Yes, Brottingham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brottingham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brottingham.
Welcome back to the UD Arena. Fort Loramie Redskins have taken the floor. Warm-up drills down to our right. Waterford not yet back out. Fort Loramie in front by a score of 22-11. We are 3 minutes or so away from the start of our third quarter. Hey, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We'll style, you'll smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. Additional stylist, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher. Open Monday through Saturday. Handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, and we will help you create that style just the way you want it. Walk into Cutaway. Come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Skylar Albers for Fort Loramie, big time breakaway.
fast, hard-driving layup down the floor late in that second quarter. That was the wise bridge play of that second period. That field goal by Skylar Albers. Make your next play with Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wise Bridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play call to Wise Bridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wise Bridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Goffney Furniture Mattress Center, West Michigan in Sydney, has a big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from September. Prices rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more at Goffney Furniture and Mattress. One bargain after another. Goffney is family-owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We have you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, West Michigan in Sydney. Here we go. Start of the third quarter. Kendall Surrey back on the floor for Waterford with three personal fouls. Port Loramie in the lead by nine, aiming for girls state championship number four here today. 20-11 lead. Redskins on defense. Rose guarding Surrey out on the arc. Here's a baseline drive on the play to the rim. Surrey, yes, she got it. Short shot, five-footer. As she squeezed in along the baseline, well done to Kendall Surrey. Right away gives Waterford a lift. Here's Mesher straight away for Port Loramie. Right wing Brandewee. She is guarded on the play by Smithberger. Spin move, 10-footer, hard, no good. Rebound to Waterford. Wagner got it, threw it up the floor to Surrey. She wasn't looking, caught it anyway. 7-point game, 20-13. Port Loramie on top of 7. Here's Surrey straight away with the ball for Waterford. Wildcats notch the first field goal here of the third quarter. Dribbling out high on the play. It's Lakin Jones. Right wing to Malik. Back to Jones, 25 feet out. Picked up on the play by Summerhoyne. Retreating is Lakin Jones to the UD logo. Hoing checks her way out on the floor. Ball thrown into the corner to Smithberger, who tries to go inside to the cutting Surrey. Deflected, stolen by Hoing. Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee. 22-13, Port Loramie. What a game by Avery.
She just ball fake, let the defender fly by her, and laid it in.
2 minutes gone, third quarter. Dribble drive, Surrey. A lot of contact in the lane. Barged into Albers. Ball flew loose. No call. Rebound, Port Loramie. Long lead out. Rose, Hoing, fast break. 2-on-1. Good! 24-13. Redskins amassed the biggest margin, 11. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Oh, so much gratitude to the folks at Local. Man, oh man, Local Equipment got us off the ground way back in 2006 and 7 as we shifted from radio station coverage to online coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. Local Equipment gave us the initial support we needed. Local has sustained its partnership ever since. So much gratitude to Local. We thank you very much. Here's an entry pass by Waterford after the timeout to Wagner. Stolen by Fort Laramie. Two-on-one break. Rose to the rim. Makes the shot. Wipe it off the board. Fort Laramie called for a marginal charge right after the pass off for the 2 points. Take away the goal.
The woman who made that call has probably made 80% of the calls in the game tonight, and she's probably right around 40% correct.
The made basket by Fort Laramie is negated, 24-13. That would have pushed it to 26-13. Here's Surrey down the floor, into the corner for Waterford. Goes baseline, forces one up, blocked out of bounds. Mesher got a mitt on it. 5:38 to go here in the third. The 11-point game, 24-13, in favor of Fort Laramie. Jaden Rose gets a quick breather. Baseline right, Smithberger inbounding for Waterford. Peers in, throws it to Wagner, top of the circle. Ball fired back into the post to Smithberger. Broken up by Brandewee, slapped out of bounds. Redskins up 11, 24-13, 5:35 to go here in the third quarter. Inbounding, Smithberger gave it to Surrey, lobbed to Wagner, baseline right, six-footer in traffic, way short, terrific leaping rebound by Albers, cluster of white jerseys, she got it, fed it to Mesher, Mesher down the floor, driving layup, hard, no good, weak side rebound, oh, what a play by Shadow of Fort Laramie, she came gliding in from the right wing, reached up, speared the board, was smacked on the side of the head, and she's got two foul shots. She was trying to shoot it on the rebound. The free throw too hard. No good. Shot by Maddie Shadow missed. Here's the second one. Fort Laramie up 11. 5:19 to go here in the third. Second free throw. Back rim once, twice. Comes down to Wagner. Redskins not good on two foul shots. Here's a steal right in front of us by Shadow. Over toe, touched the line. Waterford down 11, and the Wildcats, Chuck, simply can't score.
I'll tell you, and the defense is just outstanding. And Shadow, I think it was one of the quickest plays I've seen her come and get that ball over here.
Here's Surrey in the left corner, lobs in for Wagner. It's too far. She tracks it down opposite side of the court. On the arc to Smithberger for a three. Way short, glance off the rim. Tie up on the board. A white jersey, two black ones. Give it to the Redskins on the arrow. 3 minutes gone here in the third. Waterford got a quick bucket to start the second half. And for the last 2:45, the Wildcats have been blanked on the scoreboard. Fort Laramie in the lead, 24-13. Critical stretch in this game. Outside the arc on the left, it's Brandewee to Mesher in the corner. Fort Laramie spreads the floor a little bit. Boy, a basket or two right here would put a world of hurt on the Wildcats. Brandewee fakes right, goes left, pulls up, leans in, 17-footer, hit the back, brace, no good. Rebound down to Surrey on the giddy-up, strides down the floor. Oh, what a play! Staking up from behind was Chateau for Fort Laramie. She struck it free. She made the steal, gave it up to Brandewee. On the attack, hits the trailer Rose at the UD logo. What great hustle and spark given by Chateau, the freshman, here in the last couple minutes. Redskins still up 11, Chuck.
Surrey thought she had a wide open layup, and she came in and just picked her from behind.
Baseline right, Summer Hoying hits a driver down the lane. Chateau caught it and scored. Chateau slipped in between a couple of white jerseys, took the nifty pass from the right corner, and the Redskins have doubled the score. 26-13, 3:50 left in the game. Top of the circle, Surrey for Waterford. She's tied up. Good defense for Rose. Ball pitched to Wagner, 35 feet out. Mesher trails her. Deep right corner on the play to Smithberger. Smithberger for Waterford. Feeds on the arc to the three-point shooter. It is pumped up on the play by Malik. Off to the right, no good. Rebound snagged by Fort Loramie. Foul, Waterford. 3:31 to go in the third. Fort Loramie 26, Waterford 13. TV timeout. Redskins fans going crazy on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Here comes Waterford with a trapping defense as we return to action. Fort Loramie gets the ball over the timeline, but pitches it away. Steal by Waterford. Quick three, right corner, Malik off the back flange, no good. Rebound in the lane, twisting, turning, Wagner short on the shot, fouled in the act of shooting, and she'll get two. Well, thanks to Fort Loramie's stingy, tenacious defense, Waterford's got 13 points. We have played in this game 21 minutes, and 10 of the 13 have been notched by Kendall Surrey. Now 10 of the 14 because Wagner has just towed the stripe and made her first point of the day. 14 points a game, 6-4 center for Waterford. Hits a free throw to make it 26-14. Second shot, front rim and off. No good. Rebound by Brandewee. Backcourt to Rose. Rose to Brandewee. Timeline. Left side of the floor to Mesher. Two team fouls on Waterford here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie up 12, 26-14. Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. 28-14, Fort Laramie, biggest lead. Bounce pass, Waterford, right side of the court, intercepted, stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Laramie's in command. Up 16, 2:20 left to go here in the third. Surrey lobs inside to Wagner, twisting, turning, bank shot around Summerhoing, got it. Wagner hits for Waterford. 30-16, Fort Laramie. Hoing in backcourt. Fires to Brandewee, top of the key. Loops a pass down low. Oh, what a delivery to Mesher. Block shot by Wagner. Here comes Surrey down the floor for Waterford, which trails by 14. Surrey, far right side of the court, enters the paint, skips the pass, right pass to defender, to the rim, banks it in, on the go. Outstanding play by Kendall Surrey. She maneuvered around two Fort Laramie defenders, knifed her way into the paint, put in a runner, was slapped on the arm, and it's 30-18. Fort Laramie's lead dropped to 12 with 1:47 to go here in the third quarter. Free throw by Surrey. Swish. She's got it. And it's 30-19. 5 straight points for Waterford. Backcourt, Brandewee. Fires, timeline, Mesher. Mesher's left open, cuts baseline right, feeds a teammate. Shadow, 12-footer, high off the back iron. Rebound smacked out of bounds below the hoop by Waterford. Fort Laramie up 11, 92 seconds to go, third quarter. Redskins will pitch it in play from there. Rose will fire. Baseline left, Brandewee back to the basket, spins, muscles up a 10-footer, no good. Rebound to Wagner. Here comes Waterford on a little bit of a roll here. Four-court left to Lake and Jones. Outside the arc on the right to Surrey. Boy, she's trying to do it all. Puts it on the deck, and she bangs her way into the lane, popped by a defender from Fort Laramie. Not in the act of shooting. Ball out of bounds to Fort Laramie. Boy, from here on, Chuck, it's going to have to be the Kendall Surrey Avery Wagner show for Waterford, which is down 11.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it took them so long to get her back going. I know she has 3 fouls, but she has to be their scorer.
Smithberger inbounding, top of the circle to Malik. Malik puts it on the deck, enters the lane. Knocked free by Albers. Small collision. Foul against Fort Laramie.
She created the contact by running into Albers.
And that's one of those fouls, I think, Chuck, that was called because of a lengthy discussion by Waterford coaches with at least one official after the end of the second quarter. Here's the foul shot for Waterford as Fort Laramie's reached the limit of 5. Elsie Malik at the free throw line connects, and we're down to a 10-point game, 6 in a row by Waterford. It's 30-20.
She is trying to dominate this game as an official because she's probably never been in a big game. She's never been voted on to be here, I promise you. She's been terrible.
Here's the second free throw by Elsie Malik of Waterford to cut this to a 9-point differential. She's got it. 30-21. Fort Laramie has seen Waterford reel off 7 in a row. Backcourt Heitkamp up ahead to Mesher. Baseline right to Brandewee. Now at the elbow. Pitches on the arc to Heitkamp. 58 seconds to go, third quarter. Between the circles, it's Rose. 25 feet away on the right to Brandewee. Guarded by Wagner. 48 seconds to go, third quarter. 30-21, Fort Laramie. At the elbow on the left, it's Heitkamp. She spun to the floor, knocked down, foul, Waterford. It's the third. It's a common foul on the Wildcats. Fort Laramie will inbound to the left of the rim. Redskin player shaken up. Ariel helped to her feet. And she will hobble off.
Surprised she rolled her ankle.
43.9 to go on the scoreboard clock, third quarter. Redskins were up briefly at 30-14. It's now 30-21. the lead only 9. Give Waterford credit here in the last 2 minutes. They have scratched back a lot of grit and determination being shown by the Wildcats. Fort Loramie inbounds right in front to Brandewee. Brandewee leans to the basket, shoved from behind. Inbounds play worked well. Brandewee was free. Now you've got to make clutch free throws to push the advantage back out to 11. 9-point spread, 43.1 to go third quarter. Two foul shots for Brandewee in the air, in and out, no good, missed it.
2 for 7 now from the free throw line for the Redskins.
And Waterford has been superb at the charity stripe.
They're 8 of 9.
Substitution Wildcats. Ava Hurley, 5'5 Frosh is in. Second free throw, Brandewee. Oh, it's too hard. No good. Missed free throws before Loramie. Keeping Waterford in the game. 9-point contest, 34 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Wagner, baseline right. Little push shot off the backboard. Left it short, under duress. No good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Big defensive board. 22 seconds to go, third quarter. Brandewee at the UD logo. Down the left side to Shadow. Shadow being checked near the timeline, 13 to play. Defense applied by Hurley. Given up to Rose. Rose on the dribble against Malik. Fort Loramie's got to help. Thrown top of the circle, Brandewee with 2 to go. Long 30-footer, Brandewee! Banked in! Oh, my goodness, that was magical. Fort Loramie couldn't find a player open below the foul line. The Redskins were stymied a good 30, 35 feet out of the floor. Guess what? Brandewee was alert. She was aware. She popped out, said, give me the ball. She was well behind the arc, the volleyball line, and banked in a 32-33-footer. Won't give her credit for a full 35, but it was in excess of 30. That, Chuck, is an enormous field goal by Brandewee to take it from 9 to 12 at the end of 3.
Psychologically, double-figure lead gets in the mind of a team. I mean, there's a difference between 9 and 10.
And Waterford seemingly had Fort Loramie stymied with a real good defensive stretch there at the end of the third quarter. And Brandewee fired in the trifecta from downtown. We played 3 quarters. Fort Loramie 33, Waterford 21 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Well, we start the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie dominating stats. 22 points by Fort Loramie after Waterford turnovers. 24 points in the paint for Fort Loramie. Fast break baskets. Fort Loramie's got 8. The big difference in stats when you look at free throw shooting. Fort Loramie 2 of 8. Or this would be a 15 or 16 point spread. It's still 12. We start the fourth quarter. Here's a pass far left wing to Wagner. Wagner catches just to her right, about three or four steps. It's not ruled a jump. It could have been. And the one official who's been making all the decisions, or most all of them, in this game, whistled a foul on Mesher of Fort Loramie. And Waterford inbound, side court, right in front of us, down 12, 33-21. It's Surrey to Smithberger. Gives it up on the arc to Lakin Jones. Caught by Malik between the circles, 25 feet out. Back to Jones. Jones into the right corner. Smithberger, baseline drive, just threw it up carelessly. No good. Rebound, though, by Smithberger. Knew where the ball was going. And Fort Loramie fouled over the back, I think, in the act of shooting.
That was on Mesher.
Mesher picked up two quick fouls there in a matter of a minute. 7:25 to go in the fourth. 33-21 Fort Loramie. Smithberger, free throw line, Waterford. It's good for a team that shoots them less than 60% on the year. Red hot today are the Wildcats at the stripe. Free throw shooting, keeping Waterford in this game. 33-22, second shot, Smithberger, too hard. Rebound of Mahoyne. Surrey could have been called for a fourth right there. She was on the back. Here's a pass to midcourt to Summer Hoing. Oh, almost walked. Didn't. Gave it up to Rose. She's in the half court. Redskins up 11. Outside the arc on the left, it's Brandewee. Brandewee hangs on. Cross court pass. Open player Rose had a shot. Took it back out. 7 minutes left in the game. 33-22 Fort Loramie. Right wing, it's Brandewee. Here comes the double team. Overplay by Waterford. Near midcourt, it is Rose. And head coach Carlos Siegel gets a timeout. Redskins 33, Waterford Wildcats 22, 6:53 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Well, Fort Loramie's got the ball in the half court after a timeout called by head coach Carlos Siegel. Let's see what the Redskins have up their sleeve here, ahead by 11. We played a minute 10 here in the fourth. Here's Rose, trapped at midcourt. It goes to Mesher. Wagner's on her. Mesher down the right side, double team. Gets rid of it in time to Rose. To Maddie Shadow. Baseline left, poor pass. Hoing grabbed it off the floor, and head coach Carlos Siegel gets another timeout. She's a bit perplexed. Redskins hit a stumble there in the passing game. Did cover up the ball to maintain possession. Timeout again by head coach Siegel. Timeout situation. How many left for each club, Chuck?
Loramie's got three, Waterford's got four, and we, I think, have one more TV timeout.
Right. Need the right solution for true comfort? Well, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse, his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's, to make your home or business feel perfect the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment online for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Hey, to get your car or truck running right back on the road, take the road to 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru. Outstanding reputation for vehicle service and repair. Second to none. Excellent workmanship of cars and trucks for 60 years in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru. Fort Loramie ahead by 11 with the ball. Baseline left, driving to the rim. It is a pass on the play to Albert. She had a little crease. Oh, what a great block. Great block by Wagner. It's ruled a jump. Good call. Thankfully, arrow favors Fort Loramie, which still retains it. Up 11, 6:23 left in the fourth. Ball lobbed in, foul line, Brandewee. Gives it up out of the arc to a teammate. It's Jaden Rose, who circles straight away to Hoing. Summers got it, 35 feet out on the right. Now reverse to the left flank to Albers, to Rose. Team fouls, three on Fort Loramie, none on Waterford here in the fourth quarter. Double team on Rose. Gives it up to Brandewee. Way out beyond the volleyball line. Another double team to Brandewee. Redskins continue to look back door. Wagner at 6'4", patrolling that space inside for Waterford. Here's Albers between the rings. Uh-oh. Called for an offensive foul. That was marginal. Player for Waterford blindsided her, stepped in front, collision occurred at the UD logo. Don't think the Waterford defender gave the Fort Loramie player a chance to turn her head.
That was terrible.
33-22, Waterford down 11 to Fort Loramie. Redskins did, Chuck, shave a good, what, minute and a half for better off the clock in that lengthy interrupted possession.
Yeah, they had to call two timeouts. That was not good.
Here's Smithberger, top of the circle to Surrey for Waterford. Dribble drive down the left lane line. On the arc to Wagner. She's pinched at the foul strike. Gives it up to Smithberger. 33-22 Fort Loramie. 5:28 to go, fourth quarter. Here's a very bad pass back by Wagner down inside for Surrey. She was bracketed to two players, and Mesher picked it off for the Redskins. Poor possession by Waterford. Up the floor it goes to Jaden Rose. Nearly clawed away by Wagner. Out near the UD logo to Mesher. 5:07 to go in the game. Redskins up 11. Bounce pass right side to Shadow. Redskins have got to take care of the ball right here. On a weave to Brandewee. Straight away to Rose. Redskins spread the floor. Here comes the double team on Jaden. Surrey tried to commit a foul. Didn't. Cut it to Hoing. It is caught, the score by Hoing. It looked like they tried to foul Rose, couldn't get it done. Yep. What a nifty bounce pass to Summer Hoing, yep, for the gimme.
Great pass by Jaden Rose.
35-22, I was shook at how free Hoing was. Oh, here's a nice play by Waterford, give and go. Wagner to Surrey, layup, got it. 35-24, Fort Loramie up 11. Redskins will take an offensive set just like the last one. 35 feet away, it's Mesher. Here's the double team. Fires a bullet near side to Brandewee. Brandewee through the top of the circle. Overplay by Surrey. Steal. Shadow with great hustle. Swiped it right back. What a play by Maddie Shadow. Gives it up on the play to Rose. She's tackled down the right side of the floor. That's the first foul of the Wildcats here in the fourth. They can afford to be extremely aggressive.
That's the first called foul on the Wildcats.
There you go. 35-24. Redskins up 11. 4:02 to go here in the fourth.
Jaden Rose, who has really calmed down, that throwing that forearm when she's trying to fend off a defender, did it there. They didn't call it.
Here's Brandewee. Here's Shadow. Right wing Rose. Circles on top to Mesher at the UD logo. Here comes the double team. Redskins need help. Ball thrown down low in the left. Caught by Hoing, five-footer on the rim, rolls off, no good, out of bounds to Waterford. Fort Loramie got the shot at one, it could not convert. 3:44 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie up 11. Timeout Wildcats on scorersbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the north northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Well, it's been a 3-2 fourth quarter. We played 4 minutes and 16 seconds. It is a 35-24 game. Fort Loramie in the lead by 11. Summer Hoying has the basket. Good feed from Jaden Roche. By the way, Wygant Real Estate and Development has a new subdivision coming, Lakeside Subdivision, Route 362, Fort Loramie. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development to reserve a lot, 419-628-3107, 419-628-3107, Wygant Real Estate and Development. New subdivision coming, Lakeside, Route 362, Fort Loramie. Here we go, 3.5 left. Waterford behind by 11 to Fort Loramie. Top of the circle, Smithberger on a weave. Gives it up right wing to Malik, who chucks up the three. My goodness, Avery Brandewee, a big-time block as she pounded that ball over the Waterford bench into the first row of the press, far side of the court. 3:25 left in the game, getting very late. Three team fouls in Fort Loramie. Redskins try to take state championship number four. Here's Wagner. Malik, top of the circle, back to Wagner. She's on the arc. Chucks up a long one. Hail Mary. Glanced off the rim. Uh-oh, easy rebound. Kendall Surrey. She's been everywhere for Waterford. Surrey got the putback. It's a 9-point game. 35-26. Fort Loramie, four-court right. It is Mesher to Brandewee. High left to Rose. Redskins spread the floor. Outside the arc of the left, it's Brandewee. They put the squeeze on her. Deep left corner, three by Shadow. It is in and out, no good. She hustled up a trifecta. Not sure that's the shot the Redskins wanted. Waterford got the board. Thrown low on the right to Surrey. Tipped out on the play by Rose. A chance here for Waterford to cut it to 6 or 7. 2:34 to go here in the fourth quarter.
That was a freshman with no conscience. She just caught the ball. It's a state championship, and she went ahead and put it up. It was right on the rim, just didn't drop.
Smithberger inbounding baseline right for Waterford on the arc to Wagner. Gives it up to the three-point shooter, Malik, in the right corner. Wagner's got it, 6'4 girl, 25 feet away. Now to Surrey. She's the go-to young lady for Waterford. Flipped it to Wagner. Ball high overhead. 2:18 to go. Wagner flings up a shot off the bottom of the backboard. She tried a 24-footer. That was in desperation. No chance. Rebound Fort Loramie. 2 minutes left in the game. Redskins up 9. 35-26. Down the floor to Mesher. Right side of the floor. Out back to Rose. Rose on the bounce. Ariel Heitkamp back in now for Fort Loramie for Shadow. Cutting to the rim, Hoying wide open, low on the right. Good assist from Brandewee. Finish by Hoying. She's got two buckets here in the fourth. Redskins up 11, 37-26. Dribble drive, Surrey down the left lane line for Waterford. Frustrated on the play, fouled hard, couldn't get the shot to go, but is awarded two at the stripe.
You get the clock stopped and you score points. That's the way you come back from being down 11.
Yep. It sure is. 97 seconds remaining. Free throw, Kendall Surrey, Waterford swish.
Boy, she is a good basketball player.
Kendall Surrey has kept Waterford in this game single-handedly. How many points for her, Chuck?
That is 18.
18 of Waterford's 27, but Surrey make it 19 of 28 of Waterford's points. But Kendall Surrey, who hits twice at the strike, 9-point game, 37-28 Fort Loramie, 1:37 left here in the fourth. Two big clutch buckets by Summer Hoying in the fourth quarter as the Redskins have spread the floor and found her. One assist by Rose, one assist by Brandewee. Two plays by Summer Hoying. Wisebridge plays here in the fourth. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Well, it is crunch time, and it's clutch time for Fort Loramie to make the right passes, the best looks, to spread the floor, hit free throws. Three team fouls on Fort Loramie, only one in Waterford, which can still afford to be extremely aggressive. Ball entered forecourt right, then thrown baseline left. Open player for Fort Loramie. Short shot, no good. Rebound, Summer Hoying, blocked on the play. Recovery, Redskins, Brandewee, who throws it on the arc alertly. And Fort Loramie resets. And we've got a foul on the play against Wagner. She was holding away from the ball. Team foul two on Waterford. Oh, Fort Loramie with a couple of crazy good offensive rebounds, Chuck.
Boy, I tell you, that second one by Brandewee, and she was smart enough to get it and throw the ball back out on the arc.
A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summer Hoying, foul line, Jay. Good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summer Hoying. 39-28, that could seal it. Big 15-foot jump shot on the inbounds play. Summer Hoying converted all net. Lob pass down inside for Wagner. Spoiled by Mesher. It's loose on the deck. Brandewee's got it. She's tackled from behind. Flipped on the play by Smithberger. Foul three on Waterford. 54.9 to go in the fourth. 39-28 Fort Loramie up 11. Mesher to inbounds to our left. 10 players in backcourt. Let's see what the Redskins do. Summer Hoying was fading away at the far end. Mesher threw it in, got it back up the left side to Rose. Rose to Mesher. They've got a hustle. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoying. Hoying finds an open player, open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoying with a great pass. Summer Hoying to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. Dribble drive, right corner, Waterford. Foul, I think, against Fort Loramie with 31.1 to go. Malik at the stripe. Two throws coming for Waterford. In excess of five fouls on Fort Loramie. Redskins 31.1 away from taking Girls Division IV State Championship number four.
Well, I'll tell you what, this terrible free throw shooting team of Waterford is knocking them down all day long, boy. That's what's kept them close.
What are they at the stripe?
Well, they just turned it off on me.
12-point lead Fort Loramie. Just over a half minute to go, and the Redskins are going to substitute. Fort Loramie believes it has this one in the bag. Fort Loramie Redskins on top of 12. Second free throw coming here for Waterford. New looks on the floor for Fort Loramie. Alex Rose is in. Also participating in this state championship, Allison Holland. 32, Maddie Shadow back on the court. And Waterford missed one. Shy of the mark by Malik. It fell off the iron in front. Rebounded by Fort Loramie, which also has Morgan Playman in there, 5'11 senior. Allison Holland, the senior, right wing. It goes to Shadow. Baseline looper. Hit the rim. Splashed away. Rebound yanked free by Rose. She's fouled. Oh, strong, aggressive Offensive rebound by Alex Rose, who will shoot two with the Redskins up at 12 with 13 seconds to go in this game. Waterford never really seriously challenged in the second half. Got it down to 9 once or twice. That was it.
You never felt like they were making a serious run, no.
Nope, not at all. You felt pretty comfortable most the entire second half. Redskins double-digit lead except for a couple of instances when it got below 10. Second free throw by Alex Rose is perfect. She missed the first. 42-29 Fort Loramie. 8 seconds to go here in the game. Midcourt with the ball for Waterford. It's Sarah Ponchak who's in, a 5'5 sophomore, and the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls whip the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29 Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. State championship number 4 for Fort Loramie, which earned state titles in 2013, 15, 21, and here again in 2024. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season. Fort Loramie 42, Waterford 29. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi, established in 1986. We repaired broken pallets for one large customer way back then. Today, nearly 4 decades later, A&M Pallet serves that initial customer plus 200 more businesses. We specialize in recycling pallets. We buy and repair pallets or skids to give them a second life. If you've got any scrap pallets, need to buy some or both, give A&M Pallet a call at 937-295-3093. For our customers, purchasing recycled pallets versus new ones reduces lumber waste and reduces cost. If you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level spots available on shift number 1, Monday through Thursday, from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. You're off Friday through Sunday. How about that? Just message A&M Pallet or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Fort Loramie Redskins get it done to the tune of 42-29, thumping Waterford. Fort Loramie took command, final 2 to 3 minute second quarter. Opened up a nice cushion at the half of 22-11, 9-point spread right there. Fort Loramie pushed it out at one time. Redskins were up 16 at 30-14. It got under 10 on a couple of occasions, never less than 9. And the Fort Loramie players are down to the far end of the UD Arena court celebrating with the student section, which was here in mass. I tell you what, half the lower bowl here at the UD Arena filled with men and women and spectators, young and old alike, or I should say young and more mature alike. Everybody in red and black, half the lower bowl, jam-packed with Fort Loramie fans. Waterford being presented state runners-up honors here at the moment. Chuck, let's take a break. We'll return in a couple minutes. Take a look at the stats in this game. One by Fort Loramie, 42-29. Never really in doubt in the second half. Leads 12-16 on one occasion. Got below 10 twice. It winds up a 13-point differential. Fort Loramie earns state championship number 4 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
The Fort Loramie girls take state championship number four here today against Waterford. Final tally, 42-29. Fort Loramie got to Manchuck late second quarter. Spurted, finished fine at the end of the first half. Up by nine at the intermission break. 22-11, and then held off Waterford the rest of the way, pushed the lead out to 16 at one point. We'll take a look at some stats here momentarily. Hey, would you believe 15% off everything in the store at Jackson Center Pro Hardware at 112 East Pike in Jackson Center? Yep, that's right. 15% off at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, including Century brand hand tools, always a bargain, made in America, lifetime warranty. And beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Like them on Facebook, tell Darren Yanks you heard about his Pro Hardware store on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store. We make buying hardware easy at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. And there's the roar from the Fort Loramie faithful. Redskins have just been officially announced as the 2024 Girls Division IV state champs, beating Waterford 42-29. Chuck, the numbers are telling. Dominated by Fort Loramie in almost every phase except to foul shooting, which kept Waterford in the game.
It did keep them in the game. I mean, Loramie got 19 more shots. Waterford turned it 20 times. The Redskins only turned it 7. Loramie, 19 of 44 from the floor, 43%. Made 1 of 5 from behind the arc and 3 of 10 at the free throw line. Neither one of those real good, but didn't matter. Waterford, on the other hand, 8 of 25 from the floor, 1 of 10 behind the arc. 26 points off of turnovers for Loramie. Waterford had 4. 32 points in the paint to 14, Loramie advantage. Fast break points, 16-1, and Loramie's bench scored 7. Waterford's didn't score. That's some of the keys in your basketball game. Individual scoring. Sully had 19. She was terrific. Then you drop all the way down to Wagner with 4. Hurley had 3, and Franchino had 3. Only 4 players scored. I'm going to go with Surrey as my player of the game, obviously. On the other side, 17 points for Avery Brandewey. She was terrific, and we get to watch her again next year. 8 points from Summer Hoying, she had all eight in the second half, six in the fourth quarter. She was terrific, and she really kept that lead for them. She hit three big shots there in the fourth quarter. 6 points for Maddie Chateau. She was terrific, too. Five from Mesher, three from Skylar Albers, and two from Ariel Heitkamp. Won the basketball game 42-29. I'm going to go with Brandewey and Hoying as my players of the game for the Redskins.
Yeah, Heitkamp with a nice late basket. I think that was the final field goal before Lormier.
Yep.
Close to it.
Yep.
Shadow, exceptional floor game. She sneaked up from behind and chipped the ball loose two or three times. Had a couple of great recoveries to did Chateau.
Four steals.
There you go. Yep, we were right on it. And Summer Hoying, three big field goals in the fourth by Summer, including a 15-foot J behind the foul line. Here comes head coach Carla Siegel out to receive her hardware. Redskins fans all around the lower bowl, which is packed with red and black, on their feet. A big key to this game, 6-4, 14 points a game score. Avery Wagner for Waterford, really not a factor except for, what, three or four block shots? Maybe that was it.
Let's see. She had two blocks, nine total rebounds, and 4 points. Yeah, not... didn't use a lot of, utilize her real well. Okay, you were talking about the girls that didn't feel well. She just looked like she didn't feel well. She was overblowing her nose at timeouts, and I just don't think she felt great. But that's not an excuse, because it's a state championship. You play with it. If you're having a heart attack, you finish the game.
And how about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewey of Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year. They've got Maddie Chateau with that group. Some good freshmen in Holscher. Just some really talented. Heitkamp's back. Autumn Turner's back. She played a lot as on JVs. But she might be somebody that can help them next year on the varsity. They do lose Skylar Albers, and they lose Jaden Rose, who I thought had a terrific senior year for the Redskins. She was maybe the difference, taking the point and letting Mesher get off of the point and go inside. That might have been the biggest key for their success this year.
And Summer Hoying is a senior, and she steadily improved over the course of her career. The seniors, again, in total, Morgan Plyman, Skylar Albers, Alex Rose, Jaden Rose, and Allison Holland, the seniors for Fort Lauderdale. Starters Hoying, Jaden Rose, and Albers graduate. And there are the Redskins down to our right, hoisting up the state championship trophy for the fans across the way. Fort Lauderdale triumphant 42-29. Over Waterford here in the D4 State Championship today. This segment of our presentation brought to you by Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And welcome back to the UD Arena. May or may not have an opportunity to speak here before we wrap up with a member of the Fort Lauderdale coaching contingent. Not certain. photo ops have taken place right now. The OHSAA interviewing a Fort Laramie player or two. Redskins triumphant 42-29 over Waterford here in the D4 state championship game. Now the cutting of the net. Matty Shadow gets the honors first. And how about that? Avery Brandewee being interviewed for TV by one member of the television crew, Victoria Mesher, being talked to by another television crew member down to our right. Say it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road right now before those tires of yours become bald and can't grip the road anymore. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, and more. Free pickup and delivery by M&A within a few miles. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Laramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. If you need the right solution for true comfort, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel perfect the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Chuck, I'll see if I can lasso a coach. I'll try real hard for the next minute or so. I'll give it the best college try I can. If I come up empty, we will sign off and alert you that we'll cover the Rushi Boys State Championship next Friday at 2 here at the UD Arena. Fort Laramie 42, Waterford 29, final score. Redskins take state championship number 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Well, we welcome you back to the UD Arena. Fort Laramie over Waterford, 42-29, Redskins' fourth state championship. And we're joined by Jason Shadow, a member of the assistant coaching staff here at Fort Laramie. Jason, Phil Barhorst, Jessica Berger, assist head coach Carla Siegel, and Coach Shadow. Did the pregame strategy, did it play out the way you'd hoped?
Yeah, I mean, I think it did. I mean, they're a very good team.
Yep.
And they do a very, they do a lot of things correct. They pass the ball and cut extremely well. And sometimes, you know, we didn't always bump the cutters and knock the flashers, and they got some easy baskets on us, went to the free throw line early in that game. So, but all in all, I mean, it was two programs, very well coached, know how to win. You know, we respect them, they respect us. It was a good battle.
Kendall Surrey played really well for Waterford, but you shut down the 6'4 Avery Wagner, 14 points a game, I think she only got to one or two field goals, scored four on the whole day, and that was a big factor leading to your win. Defense held Waterford to 29 points. They were averaging in the mid to upper 50s per game.
Right, right. And I think when you can limit a team to shot attempts, that's going to only benefit us, especially when you got a 6'4 kid inside.
Their total number of shots, unbelievably low for Waterford. You had almost twice the shots from the floor as the opponent in the state championship.
Right, right. So they do a really good job, though. I mean, Jerry understands his team and, you know, maximizes things, and we try to do the same, and obviously we got to take away the 6'4 kid, and, you know, the Siri girl is, she's the real deal. I mean, she's got good size, good length, and understands the game very well.
Coach Shadow, outstanding team effort. Yes, Avery Brandewee, 41 points here at the state tournament, 24-17. But, man, the contributions from everyone right down through the roster. Summer Hoying, big fourth quarter here today. Victoria Mesher was really good both days, doing the nitty-gritty work down on the inside.
Correct. Things that don't show up in the stat book, she did really, really good, and she did an outstanding job today.
About Maddie Chateau? Woo-wee! She was hustling all over the place, tipping balls, coming up from behind, making recoveries, saves.
Yeah, she's got a little bit of spunk, but she still has to learn the game a little bit, but this is good experience for her. So, you know, these upperclassmen are pretty solid.
Hey, does Father Jason have a little bit of spunk, too?
He had to. He gets a little bit less and less the older I get.
Hey, over the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game, you spread the floor. That was the plan, milk the clock, get an easy layup if that's what was available.
Right, exactly. And, you know a team like that's going to come after you. I mean, they pride themselves on defense as well. And, you know, they started trapping. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to find the open man a couple times and score. And then make a little bit of a gap.
Right. Jason Shadow, assistant coach here at Fort Loramie, along with Phil Barhorst and Jessica Berger. Head coach, Carlos Siegel, 25 years, 80-plus percent winning percentage as the head girls coach here at Fort Loramie, pushing 550 victories in her career. Having been here before, I'm not so sure that Fort Loramie was really nervous entering this state championship game. The favorite, Waterford, not that they were just glad to be here and play, but I think everybody believed Fort Loramie had the edge coming into this contest.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, it's one of those things, too. I mean, it's nice when you're an hour away and you can sleep in your own beds and eat your own breakfast and do your own thing. I mean, that does help as well. So, you know, but understand, Waterford's been here. It is a big stage, but it really is just another game, you know, and that's how you kind of got to treat it. And I know the stakes are a little higher, but this is what you do it for.
Yep, trip to the Final Four, number 7 for Waterford, number 12 for Fort Loramie. 4 state titles now for the Redskins. Hey, head back to the locker room, rejoice, congratulations. Terrific coaching job by the staff led by head coach Carlos Siegel. Tremendous conclusion to the season. As you look back, while you lost that opener to Miami East, that game was really a preseason game for you. Club wasn't quite ready to get started because of...
we had just a handful of games after volleyball season, and Avery Brandon we never played. And, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, you play regular seasons for that. You want to play quality opponents in the regular season to get you ready for this stage. We're not going to back down our schedule. I mean, it is what it is, and we're going to play quality opponents.
And experience returns next year, including a fine supporting cast, a lot of talent back for 2024-25 for the Fort Loramie girls.
Yeah, I mean, there is some talent coming back, but, you know, you still got to put the work in. So,
well said. And it all begins tomorrow.
It does. It does. We'll enjoy this one, but, yeah. Hey, we might wait till Monday, but... So, hey, appreciate you guys doing covering us. Thank you.
Coach Shadow, thank you so much for coming out, spending time with us. After the conclusion of this game here today, a state championship won by Fort Loramie, 42-29 over Waterford. Big win by the Redskins. They sparkled. Again, the shot totals, Chuck, kind of mind-boggling. Fort Loramie, 19 more shots than Waterford. We saw the trend that established itself early on in this game, and it just expanded further and further throughout the four quarters.
Well, when Surrey got her third foul and she had to sit, mm-hmm. that's when they pushed it. They were tied. They pushed it out to 9-point lead at the half, and then they just kind of maintained that the rest of the game.
And despite having a 6'4 young lady in the middle, Waterford was outpointed in the paint, as you noted, Chuck, several minutes ago, 32-14. Redskins 26 points off Waterford turnovers. Fort Loramie was able to step up the pressure much more today and be successful than on Thursday, and it worked. Waterford seemed a little bit out of its element at times trying to handle the ball.
Well, yeah, I mean, they had turnover struggles all season when you looked at their stats, so you knew they were going to have trouble today. Loramie didn't really pressure him too much until the second quarter, as soon as he went out of the game, and that's when they just started turning him over right and left. Just typical Loramie, and you just expected him to win today.
Yes, you sure did. Redskins won every quarter stop. 11-8 in the first, outscored Waterford 9-3 in the second, with a fine finish to that second quarter. 13-10 Fort Loramie to close out the third. 9-8 Fort Loramie won the fourth. And 42-29 the triumph. We're on the air next Friday, 1:20, right back here at the UD Arena. Boys Division IV state semifinal, Rushi Richmond Heights. So many thanks to our great online listeners who joined us. Thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. A final comment, thoughts, Chuck?
This is just such fun. I mean, we got to watch the Rushi boys play all year, and that's one of the most fun basketball teams I've ever been a part of watching. And then we got the reverse. We got Loramie. Boy, they are just workmanlike, and they just come at you. They defend you. They shoot well, and they are the best coached girls basketball team in the state of Ohio.
I will second that, as will so many other people as well. And I tell you what, the support here at the UD Arena from the Fort Loramie community was superb. What a throng in the stands in red and black, filling better than half of the lower bowl here at the UD Arena. So for our online listeners, I'm Jack Kramer bidding you good afternoon from here at the UD Arena. Chuck McBee alongside. We'll talk to you again on Friday at 1:20 p.m., Rushi Richmond Heights. Again, the final score, state championship game, Girls Division IV, Fort Loramie 42, Waterford 29, as the Redskins earn state title number 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood
Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on scoresbroadcast.com.